Okay, now I'm going to talk about pericarditis. Inflammation of pericardium is clinically presented by one or more of the following manifestations. I mean, pericardium is being involved, so chest pain would be there, and pericardial friction rub would be there. Pericardial effusion is most commonly caused in pericarditis. Okay. Now, it can be caused by both infectious and non-infectious etiology, just like myocarditis. The infectious etiological agents include viruses, which are most common agents. Viruses are the most common agents, such as Coxsackie virus B, echovirus, adenovirus, HIV, and others. So, Coxsackie virus B, echovirus, adenovirus, HIV, and others. Bacteria rarely may cause purulent pericarditis. Okay, usually as a complication of pneumonia due to S. aureus, H. influenzae, meningococcus, and pneumococcus. And tuberculosis can cause pericarditis, usually as a complication of pulmonary tuberculosis. Now, if I'll just repeat myself, pericarditis is inflammation of pericardium. It is clinically presented as chest pain, pericardial friction rub, and pericardial effusion. Okay, it can be caused by both infectious and non-infectious agents. The infectious etiologic agents are viruses. Viruses are the most common agents, such as Coxsackie virus B, echovirus, adenovirus, HIV, and others. Bacteria rarely may cause purulent pericarditis, pus-forming pericarditis, usually as a result or complication of pneumonia due to Staphylococcus aureus, Haemophilus influenzae, meningococcus, and pneumococcus. M. tuberculosis can cause pericarditis, usually as a complication of pulmonary tuberculosis. Mycobacterium tuberculosis can cause pericarditis, usually as a result and complication of pulmonary tuberculosis. So, what is the lab diagnosis? For myocarditis, we did, endomyocardial biopsy. Now, we have to do percutaneous pericardial biopsy. Okay, so in this, we take a sample of pericardium and pericardial fluid, which provides a definitive diagnosis. Evidence of coincident viral infection either by culture or serology, that is circumstantial evidence. Okay, now let's talk about pericardial effusion. Pericardial effusion is excess fluid production in pericardial sac, usually secondary to pericarditis or other causes, such as malignant or autoimmune processes within the pericardium. Okay, thank you.